This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
My name's Sean Gomersall. I've come from Middlesbrough and I'm on the professional plumbing course through Train for Trade Skills.
Welcome to T4DS Radio. Today we have Sean on the radio show. Sean, could you tell us a little bit more about your experiences and work career up to date?
Yeah, I mean, basically I'd spent the last 18 years of my life in the motor trade with regards to buying and selling cars and just general repair and maintenance. You know, I spent more or less all my life since I was 17 in that trade, but unfortunately, as opposed with all jobs at the moment, the recession's hitting it quite hard, so I tend to find it harder and harder to earn a living, but was definitely ready for a career change when I turned 35, 36. So I decided to go down the plumbing route or the heating engineers route, and I've been studying for the last 2 years.
I was just wondering, what made you go into that route?
One side of the family was in the motor trade, which is why we just went with the motor trade, basically. Mm-hmm. But my dad, he's been on the oil rigs for 35 years. He's retired now, but he was an engineer on the rigs, so basically, as opposed to working the motor, I decided to go dad's route, really, and go down the engineer's route and sort of try and look at that option. Plumbing, heating, engineering side, that's what I fancied, yeah, because it was very close to what my dad's done in his trade the last 30 years, yeah.
I would imagine your dad being involved in the plumbing business.
Yeah, yeah.
I would imagine you would have done some DIY work.
Yeah,
yourself.
Bits and bobs, yeah, little bits and bobs. But, I mean, dad certainly knew what he was doing, but it's the good thing about the course is you've got to know exactly what you're doing and why you're doing it and the technical theory behind it, you know, yeah.
And I'm just thinking, did you find useful this DIY element before you came into centre?
I think it's good if you're able to use your hands, yeah. I think you've got to be physical. It's not just all about classroom and passing exams. Yeah, that is important. I'm at my final stage in level 2 now and I've passed all my exams, which is great. You want to try and get good marks in those, but you've also got to be able to apply that. It's all about putting it hands-on. You know, that's it. So that's what matters, yeah. But I've always been good with my hands. I've had quite a few years in the motor trail with cars, so I suppose you're just adapting a certain skill to the plumbing and heating side.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you fancied change of career.
Yeah.
You found about Train for Trade Skills,
mm-hmm.
and you came down to the centre. And
that's
how are you finding the training with Train for Trade Skills?
Brilliant. I mean, yeah, we trained at Italy and Hartlebury. I just found T4TS through Google, basically. Researched quite a few companies online. There is quite a few out there, but T4TS seemed very professional, very willing to help. The price was very good as well, and they told us that basically ATL is all part of the same group of T4TS, apparently, so it's all kept in-house, you know.
And what things have you been doing in centre?
We've gone through a 6-week training course. This is my final week in week 6 now for level 2 qualification. Weeks 1 and 2 were basic jointing and fabrication methods and the plumbing science or plumbing principles behind it all. And then we sort of moved on to week 3 and 4, which was hot water tanks, cold water systems, that sort of thing. Basic understanding of central heating systems. And then 5 and 6, we've actually done quite a bit on our final assessments, which is bathroom installation and our final exams, yeah. Yes.
And how are you finding the tutors?
Brilliant.
Trade skills.
Yeah. Very good lads here, very good lads. They seem to have a wealth of knowledge. They've got years and years and years behind them. It's not just a matter of plumbers that have had a couple of years in the job. They seem to have a wide range of young and more mature tutors where they've had 20, 30 years plus in the job. So they know what it's like day to day to work as a plumber, but they also have that theory and technical ability behind them to explain why we're doing what we're doing, which is good, yeah.
And Sean, what is the big plan for you after you finish and become qualified?
My plan was always to be self-employed. I mean, I know a lot of people on the course now are looking for jobs with plumbers, and hopefully, yeah, they can do that. Even in, I think, in this sort of climate, it's going to be hard for any trade, but it seems to be that hopefully the plumbing or the, you know, heating trade is less affected than others, you know. But I was always with the intention to go self-employed because I have previously been self-employed in the motor trade all my life, you know. So, yeah, when I've finished this week, I'm just going to look at trying to get started and take this year as my first year and just jump in the deep end, see how it goes, yeah.
Well, whatever you do, we all wish you a best of luck.
Hopefully, yeah.
And we will look forward to hear from you in the future.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.